This goes to Charlene, C-H-A-R-L-E-N-E, Dengler, D like David, E, N like November, G-L-E-R, N like November, P like practice. Fax 989-773-6600 regarding Lori Edgar, E-D-G-A-R, date of birth 8-14 of 1967. Dear Ms. Dengler, this is a consultation for Mrs. Edgar, who was sent for evaluation of proteinuria. She had originally seen a different nephrologist in the Mount Pleasant area, and originally was told that she had stage 3 chronic kidney disease. Although in reviewing all the creatinine levels for at least 10 years, there's no evidence of any previous stage 3 chronic kidney disease, unless there was some acute problem that we don't have a copy of in the My Michigan system. But she was extremely worried about that and requested a very urgent appointment. And once she noted that she had protein in the urine, she started following a very strict diet, and she was using Mounjaro also, and was able to lose 80 pounds over the last year. But she is extremely worried at this time about the possibility of worsening kidney function and eventually needing dialysis. And so she is here for evaluation. She does have a long-standing history of hypertension, uncontrolled diabetes also, and also severe anxiety, depression, post-traumatic stress disorder. And she currently denies chest pain or palpitations, no dyspnea, cough, or sputum production, no nausea, vomiting, dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena. Urine is clear. Occasionally, there's some foaminess noted. No blood, no recent UTIs. She does have a remote history of kidney stones that passed spontaneously at least 10 years ago. She does not know what type of stones would have been at that time, and she's not had a recurrence since then. And no back pain, no flank pain, no nausea or vomiting, no edema, no decreased sensation of the extremities. Past medical history, hypertension for many years, type 2 diabetes, improved control with this recent weight loss, history of CVA without residual, hypothyroidism, hyperlipidemia, history of obesity, generalized arthritis, urinary stress incontinence, history of borderline personality disorder, depression, anxiety, and post-traumatic stress disorder, gastroesophageal reflux disease, and the remote history of kidney stones that passed 10 years ago. Past surgical history, she's had right rotator cuff surgery and umbilical hernia repair. Social history, she's an ex-smoker. She quit smoking in 2020. She denies the use of alcohol or illicit drugs. She is married, lives with her husband, and she's disabled. Family history is significant for diabetes, stroke, hypertension, and thyroid disease. Review of systems as stated above, otherwise negative. Medications, she's on Jardiance, 25 milligram daily, Glipizide, 5 milligram daily, aspirin, 81 milligram daily, lovastatin, 40 milligram, 2 daily, Synthroid, 200 microgram daily, vitamin B12, 1,000 microgram daily, and she's not taking any non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, and she's unable to tolerate or pay for Mounjaro, so she's been off Mounjaro for several months also. Physical exam, height is 61 inches, weight 167 pounds, pulse is 88, blood pressure right arm sitting, large adult cuff is 140 over 80. Tympanic membranes and canals are clear, pharynx is clear with midline uvula, neck is supple without jugular venous distension, no carotid bruise, no lymphadenopathy, lungs are clear without rales, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular, no murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen soft, non-tender, without ascites. No enlarged liver or spleen. No palpable masses. Extremities, no edema. She has sensation and motion intact in the feet and ankles bilaterally. No lesions or ulcerations. And lab studies. Most recent labs were done October 2nd, 2025. Her microalbumin to creatinine ratio was 3.26, so just over the microscopic range into macroscopic or gross proteinuria. When reviewed, previous microalbumin to creatinine ratios 2, 26, 21, 29, and 2.7 of 18, 37, 9.22 of 17, 65, 4.29, 16, 74, 2.1, 16, 112, and 1.23, 15, 204. So none were macro. None were gross proteinuria, and now she's just over the limit to have gross proteinuria. And previously she was on lisinopril, 10 milligram daily, which would be an excellent choice to treat proteinuria. But she reports that her blood pressure was too low, so that drug was stopped. So she's not been on that for several years. We also have a CT scan of abdomen and pelvis, which shows normal kidney size without hydronephrosis, no stones, no lesions. Urinary bladder was unremarkable. And other labs that were done on 7/17/25, creatinine 0.63, estimated GFR is 103. Sodium 138, potassium 4.4, carbon dioxide 25, calcium 10.1, albumin 4.3, and hemoglobin is 13.7, normal white count, platelets 403,000. Assessment and plan, one, gross proteinuria, most likely secondary to diabetic nephropathy. The patient is actually doing very well. She's following a strict low-salt diet. She's eating adequate protein amounts, and those do not need to be limited because the amount of protein she's ingesting is not causing proteinuria. It's the diabetic nephropathy causing this problem. So she will continue to eat lean proteins and salads and a very strict diabetic diet. We're going to repeat the urine microalbumin to creatinine ratio and a urinalysis in the next 5 months. If the microalbumin to creatinine ratio is still elevated or higher, we would consider adding an ACE, such as lisinopril or an ARB, or possibly Kerendia, K-E-R-E-N-D-I-A, or aldactone, to help treat the proteinuria. But also we'd have to be careful monitoring blood pressure very carefully and using very low doses of any of those drugs. She will continue the low-salt diabetic diet. She is doing regular walking and strength exercises every day. She'll continue those. And she'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. The patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.